Desiring God behind the blog in 5 minutes or less, David Mathis here with Tony Ranke and Jonathan Parnell, hitting some highlights for you of the last week and a half on the Desiring God blog. Headlining our episode this week is Fake Love, Fake War, a post by Russ Moore. Tony, what was the subtitle and how did that post come about?
Yeah, the title is called Fake Love, Fake War, Why So Many Men Are Addicted to Internet Porn and Video Games. And CNN featured a book that was published last week called The Demise of Guys. Why boys are struggling and what we can do about it, and essentially making this connection that there's an addiction connection between pornography and video games. It's a pretty controversial book, but it did raise a lot of questions. And later that day, I sent an email to Russ Moore. I knew he was overseas, and so I just asked him if he would write a piece for us on the DG blog in the next week or so when he got back and when he had some time. And about a half hour later, he sent me the post as an email and told me that he had typed it out on his iPhone through the Umbrian hills of Italy in a bumpy bus.
Amazing.
So he just typed it out, and he said there might be a typo here or there. And so I checked it over, and I did find one typo.
Oh, my.
And then we ran it Friday afternoon. So it was a really helpful post.
Great post. You want to check that out by Russell Moore at the site, Fake Love, Fake War. Russell Moore is one of our plenary speakers for the upcoming national conference. One of the reasons we tossed him that idea to get him to write, help build up toward the national conference. Plenary speakers at that are Kevin DeYoung, Pastor John Piper twice, Jarvis Williams, Ed Welch, and then also Russell Moore. Also, we've had some posts here just this week on Memorial Day. This past Monday was Memorial Day. Jonathan Parnell put together a post on summertime and prayer. Jonathan, what was the title and where did that come from?
Yeah, I did a post titled How Summertime Helps Us Pray. And the idea behind it was taking these two things. First, that summer is when we're maybe most awake. As Pastor John said, this is kind of an Edwardsian viewpoint of summer. When we're, I mentioned that there's unparalleled displays of God's common benevolence. You know, it's just the world's beautiful, right? Sunshine, baseball, sweet tea. And also, there's this reality of what Lewis says in Letters to Malcolm, how prayer is the most real thing we do. So I'm thinking, if summer's when we're most awake and prayer is the most real thing we do, then how can we let summer influence this reality of prayer? And so put a post together about that.
We like to say here in Minnesota that summertime is our best day of the year. We like to come out of the igloos and be awake to the world. Tony also posted later on Memorial Day on summer.
Yeah, I did. And for me personally, I find it really difficult to maintain a steady spiritual diet during the summer months for some reason. I mean, it's vacation time, and I just seem to get sluggish. And so I found Pastor John's material on preparing for summer and pursuing Christ during the summer very helpful. So I pulled an excerpt where he says, Jesus Christ is the refreshing center of summer. He is preeminent in all things, including vacations, picnics, softball, long walks, and cookouts. And I just love this post. It's just a good reminder to continue to pursue Christ in these summer months.
That's right. And in mommying over the last week here, a series of posts called Mommy Wars. What's the backstory on that, Tony?
Yeah, this also came about from, you know, sort of the discussion that was happening in the broader media around us. Time Magazine had a feature cover article that raised a lot of questions about mommy wars and competitive mothering. The Mitt Romney campaign ran into some issues that they had to address. And so without us even asking for it, Rachel Jones sent us a piece on competitive mothering, mommy wars, and it was very, very helpful. It was called Are You Mom Enough? Mm. And it was sort of a response to the public debate. And so I sent that along to our other ladies who blog for us, and Christine Hoover followed up with a follow-up, and then Gloria Furman followed those two pieces up, and then Carolyn McCauley wanted to mm-hmm. to add her voice into that as well. And so it sort of just emerged as this six-part series on competitive mothering, which I found very helpful.
Excellent. So helpful to have these ladies blogging, pressing theology and application, pushing the carpet into the corner, so to speak, as yep. Doug Wilson has talked about for us. Another Wilson, Jared Wilson, posted recently on how to sabotage an introverted pastor. If you are in Christian ministry, if you're an elder, pastor, and you love the Desiring God blog, you probably love to study and love theology, love your books, and this would be an excellent post for you to check out. If you go to Desiring God's site and just type in Wormwood, that's the name of the character in C.S. Lewis's Screwtape Letters, you'll find the two letters that Jared Wilson has written already in the series. And then you'll also find a 1983 article that Pastor Piper did that was from Wormwood, kind of a follow-up on Screwtape Letters that you might find interesting. Thank you for joining us on Behind the Blog. Check you next time.